Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Him, because without him it would not be you or I.
we would not be in existence. So we want to acknowledge Jesus Christ in all that we do. And I'm just presenting to some and introducing to others, Jesus Christ is his name. And he is our soon-coming Lord. He's our soon-coming Messiah. And so we want to go right now into our prayer. I'm asking those of you that are out there in my live podcast audience to bow your heads and pray with me as we go down in prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around the spectrum, God. For we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home. But until you crack those clouds, one of these historical mornings or historical nights, we don't know when you're coming. We don't know if it's going to be morning, noon, or night. But we do know one thing, that you're coming. We know that you will soon be en route. But until you crack that cloud in your beauty and all of your glory, we'll be coming and going from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, because I have a prayer petition, God, to enable me and to anoint these lips of clay to be able to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you. Hallelujah. In the iniquity of their sins. And I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those of you that are hurting, pain and sorrow and despair, loneliness, pain and suffering of various ailments. We know God is a healer. And we know God to be a friend for the friendless. And God, we will be so mindful, so honored to give your name. We're not going to take any glory, no praise from you, God. But we'll be so mindful to give your name all the glory, honor, and praise that it is due, God. And we ask in your son's name. And we will allow the church to say amen and amen. All right. We're going to wrap up our theme on Jesus up close and personal. Victory, death, resurrection, bonus, glorification, wrap up. So we're wrapping this up tonight. We're bringing it to its closure. We have given you insight and foresight on genealogy, the birth, childhood, adulthood, ministry, death, resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have taken you through the life and time of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and his purpose was to bring spiritual life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness through sanctification of God. He paid the penalty for yours and mine and our sins in the way of the cross. His death brought about redemption for mankind and womankind. And so we will now go into our live program that's already in progression. And we're going to bring this part of Jesus up close and personal. We've talked about the victory, death, resurrection, and the bonus was glorification. It's going to be a wrap-up tonight of this segment. It's been probably about a 4 or 5 part. So tonight we're going to wrap this up in its entirety. And I'm just asking those of you to get a cushion to position your posture, get comfortable, get your chip and dip and everything you want to sip. Get your iPods, your iPads, your pen, your paper, and anything that you would like to jot down some of the scriptures that I might be presenting unto you on tonight. May God bless you, you, and you as we go now on into our service. All right, hallelujah. Now, we're going to talk about Jesus' resurrection. And it's vindicated the whole of his mission that had led him to become flesh. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 1 and 14. Hallelujah. And his purpose was that he come to earth and be among men, to be in flesh, to live, to suffer, and to die in obedience to his Father for the salvation of humanity. We find out that the suffering Messiah, the one who had died for sin, was revealed as the victor over death and the powers of the evil one. We know that the resurrection also showed the Father's acceptance of Jesus' sacrifice of atonement for sin and attested to the fulfillment of so many of the Old Testament promises. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Romans 6 and 8 through 10, Revelation 1 and 18, etc. We know that the bodily resurrection of Jesus, it became the central to Christian preaching for all these reasons. But also because it assured them of their own salvation and forgiveness through faith in him. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if when we were God's enemy, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, now, much more having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Romans 5 and 9 through 10. Furthermore, the resurrection became their guarantee that they too, through faith in Christ, would one day be raised bodily and receive eternal life. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 4 and 2, 26 and 3, 1 Corinthians 15 and 12 through 34, etc. Now we're going to go on into Jesus' glorification. We know that the word glorification can rightly be used to describe the whole work of salvation achieved by Jesus through the cross, through his resurrection, and through his ascension. Sending of the Spirit. It seems Apostle John talks of Jesus' glory in his inclusive way. That scripture reading is coming from the law of John 12 and 16, 23 and 28, 13 and 31, and 17 and 1. But Jesus' glorification more specifically describes his ascension into heaven and his exaltation. That scripture is coming out of the law of John 17 and 5, 1 Peter 1 and 21. And after a period during which Jesus lived, this earth was witnessed by many as the risen Jesus. He returned to heaven, the ascension to heaven, which took place in the vicinity of Bethany. It is recorded in the law of Luke 24 and 50 through 53 and Acts 1 and 9 through 11. We know that the ascension describes Jesus' return to glory. That's in heaven. To the presence of the Father in heaven. And his exaltation by God. The fact that Jesus was caught up in a cloud. That's because the reading is coming out of the law of Acts 1 and 9. And it points to his glory. We find out that the Old Testament, God had revealed his glory in the cloud. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Exodus 16 and 10, 24 and 16. that scripture also partially fulfilled Jesus' own prayer of John 17 and 5, in which he prayed that the disciples would see his glory. Hallelujah. This glory was seen primarily in Jesus' exaltation to his position of supreme authority. And Jesus sit and he reigns and he have the power, the authority. He's sitting at the right hand of his Father, where he was crowned King of Kings. That scripture reading is coming out of law. Philippians 2 and 9 through 11, Colossians 3 and 1, Revelation 17 and 14, 19 and 16. From heaven, Jesus ruled not just in the church, but indeed all people and nation. Jesus ruled the whole world, the whole mankind, humankind. It is also from heaven that he will one day return. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Judges, Acts 1 and 11, Hebrews 9 and 28, 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, 2 Timothy 4 and 1, Revelation 1 and 5, etc. We know that Jesus' ascension was not just about him becoming King of Kings, but it also enabled him to fulfill his unique role as the high priest. It meant that he was the first fruit of the resurrection. Then he gained access, meaning he gained the key to heaven for all believers. That scripture reading is coming out of law, 1 Corinthians 15 and 20, and it meant that he was able to send the Holy Spirit to be with us. We are his people. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 7 and 39, Acts 2 and 33. The Bible teaches that Jesus is alive. Jesus is not in a cold tomb with a stone behind it, but Jesus has risen from the grave. Jesus is alive and well. Hallelujah. And we know that the Bible teaches that Jesus is alive. He's alive today, tomorrow, and forevermore. He's sitting in heaven where he exercises his full regal sovereignty as God, as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He oversees the nations. He oversees his people and the whole cosmos as exalted and ascended Lord, who has gone ahead of his people to heaven. He dispenses the blessings of his kingdom, which can be summed up in the word life. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Timothy 1 and 1 through 10. Jesus also continued to fulfill his role as the high priest. He's a mediator between God and man. Jesus had to enter heaven, bringing even the worst of repentant sinners into the presence of God. He entered the Holy of Holies, the presence of the Father, there at the throne of God. He intercedes on our behalf. Man is the presence of God, standing as humanity, representative in glory. In doing this, he brings the completion, the work of redemption that he began in those who believe. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 8 and 34, Hebrews 6 and 19 through 20, then 9 and 24. We know that Jesus continued to plead for his people, that's you and I, on the basis of the one and for all sacrifice that he had made for them, thus enabling them to continue to receive forgiveness. So we can continue to ask God for forgiveness of any sin that might have entered into your or mine mindset. Though enthroned in heaven as the Lord of glory, Jesus also continued to work by his Holy Spirit in the midst of his people here on earth. That's you and I. We know that those who belong to him through faith and controlled by his Spirit, which is indeed the sign that they are his. The Bible says that if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Romans 8 and 9. And we will come now on to our final wrap-up. Hallelujah. We have touched on the biblical teaching about Jesus. We know that the biblical evidence has become clear that the Old Testament being fulfilled in the birth, the death, the life, resurrection, and exaltation of Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ, God has come into this world as truly human, and yet without sin, and still God, he is seen to be God. Yet having temporarily set aside some of his divine prerogative in order to mediate the great love and mercy of God to the sinful men and women, that's you and I, in this life, his awesome authority as Son of God was seen as he healed and he drove evil spirits out. He preached the kingdom of God and commanded evil nature to obey him. His capacity to forgive sin, hallelujah, to see a person's heart and to know their minds, to challenge the hypocrite and the lack of understanding among the religious leaders of this day. We know that it all caused further consideration among the religious leaders of this day about who he really was. In the end, it was all too much for them. They felt threatened and they were unable to see that Jesus was the truth, the way, and the life. And so brought about his crucifixion. But therein lay the unique fulfillment of God's great and eternal plan of salvation by grace. He offered the once and for all sacrifice for sin by dying on the cross, and thus completed the work of salvation and redemption for all who would have faith in him. His resurrection demonstrated the acceptance of that sacrifice by God, for in which his true stature as Lord of Lords and King of Kings was revealed in his exaltation to the right hand of the Father. As the early Christians quickly realized, the only appropriate response is praise to Christ. In a loud voice, they say, "Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." That scripture reading can be found in the Law of Revelation 5:12. I hope and pray that this bio of Jesus Christ, we talked about the genealogy of God, we talked about his childhood, his birth, his adulthood, his ministry, we talked about his death, we talked about his resurrection, and we talked about him as Lord and Savior, and he continued to reign as King of Kings, the soon coming Messiah. I hope and pray that this has given you an in-depth approach of who God is, what his purpose, and what his purpose for you and I here on planet Earth. And I just thank God for you traveling through the life and time of Jesus Christ. He is the real deal. He is the soon coming Messiah. He's the only Lord that I recognize. I don't recognize any other person that comes in the name of God and declaring that God sent them. Because I know it's only one God. It's only one Lord, one Savior, one Messiah. The only one that went to Calvary Cross. There is no other that can be a duplicator, because that person would have to be sin free from sin. God was the only creator that was able to go in our stead. Our mother couldn't go in our stead. Our father could not go in our stead. It had to be a deity, someone without sin or blemish. And Jesus was the only one that qualified to take up the cross and to go to Calvary Cross and to die and to be crucified. Then on the third day, Jesus rose. And so we just thank God, hallelujah, for you tuning in. And I hope and pray that I've given you an insight on who Jesus is. So don't let anyone deceive you saying that they come in the name of God and that they are the Messiah, because it's only one God. He's sitting in heaven right now, sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. And he said, no one knoweth the hour or the time that the Son of Man cometh, but we know that he cometh as a thief in the night. So he told us to keep on working. He told us to stay ready till he comes. So we are to stay ready until he comes. We are to keep our garments stained free. Stay ready. Stay in God's word. Don't let no one contaminate your mind about who they are and that they are the Christ, because God already said that there would be imposters coming saying that they are the Christ. Be aware of them. Be aware of false prophets and teachers that's coming in my name. So you know that Jesus has not came if you're still standing here on planet Earth and you have not been raptured up in the clouds. You know that Jesus has not came yet, because Jesus already told us how he was coming. He said, I'm coming in the rapture. That's what Jesus said. So if you don't see Jesus in a cloud, then you are just taking on the imposter's word, and that is untruth, untold truth. And God said that all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire and brimstone. So don't let nobody deceive you. Stay in the word of God. Read God's word for yourself and ask God to open up your understanding to his word. God will reveal himself to you, and you can just walk in the newness of God in your Christian journey. We have went into the life of Jesus. We have went up close and personal. And so I hope and pray that this message has brought in light and insight on who Jesus is and what his purpose for coming to earth, what his purpose for bringing us to earth as well. And our purpose was to be a vessel for Jesus Christ. That's our only reason for being here on planet earth, is to be a workman in God's vineyard. We are God's people. We are the sheep of his pasture. That's what he said in his word. We are heirs and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. So each and every one of us has got a work to do. If you don't have a job in God's vineyard, then I would suggest you to put in an application and ask God to give you a position. Tell him that you want to be hired in his vineyard. He'll be gladly to give you a position. All positions is available unto those employees that want to work in God's vineyard. We will now bring this up close and personal. Victory, death, resurrection, bonus, glorification, wrap up at this time. We will bring this segment to its closure. We will now change the dimension of this program. We will bring unto you Songs of Zion, and we will play these hymns through the remaining of this program. And when it ends, I will come across these airways again, skyways, bringing you the divine word of truth. Till we meet again, I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, you be blessed. Bye for now.
Ground. He's up by faith. He's up to love me now. I can tell my